from somebody else. Forgiving is tearing up the IOUs. That's what it is. I was teaching once in a place, and I was speaking particularly to wives who'd been mistreated or abandoned by their husbands. And I pointed out that even though they might have been very wrongly treated, they had to have an attitude of forgiveness toward the husband. And I said to some such imaginary wife, I said, you may have in your hand a handful of IOUs from your husband to you. I owe you love, I owe you support, I owe you care, I owe you provision in many areas which he hasn't provided. Now I said, those IOUs are legal. They're absolutely legal. You can hold on to them. But before you decide to do that, remember that God up in heaven has in his hand a lot of IOUs from you to him. And God says, in so many words, let's do a deal. You tear up your IOUs, and I'll tear up mine. But you hold on to yours, and I'll hold on to mine. Well, in one of the parables, the proportion that Jesus gave is somebody owes you $17, you owe God $6 million. So, you know, forgiving people isn't being super spiritual. It's enlightened self-interest. I mean, anybody that won't let $17 go for the sake of being forgiven $6 million hasn't any business sense, that's all. So I said, if you want God to tear up his IOUs from you, you tear up your IOUs, whether it's from your husband or your parents or whoever it may be. Well, at the end of my message, I'd just finished preaching and I didn't quite know what I was going to do next. And down the middle aisle came a very smartly dressed young lady, I would say about 30 years old, very sophisticated and self-possessed. She marched right up to me, looked me full in the face, and she was radiant. And she said, Mr. Prince, I just want to tell you that while you were preaching, I got rid of about $30,000 worth of IOUs, turned round and walked out. She got the message. She didn't need counseling. She didn't need prayer. She'd done the right thing. All right, so we're going to take a few moments now to deal with resentment and unforgiveness in our hearts. This is the way we'll do it. We'll just take a few moments, and I'm going to pray for the Holy Spirit to show you if there's some hidden root of bitterness in you. The Bible says if there's a root of bitterness and it springs up, it will defile many. And then you're going to make a decision to tear up those IOUs. Many of you young people may feel that your parents haven't treated you right. Unfortunately, that's very true in many circumstances today. But let me point out to you that the first commandment that carries a promise with it is honor your father and mother. So again, it's a question of enlightened self-interest. You don't have to agree with everything they do, but you have to have an attitude of respect toward them. I have never known a Christian truly blessed in God who had a wrong attitude to his parents. Never. It is an essential requirement for the blessing of God. I'm not speaking only about a wrong attitude to parents or husbands or wives, but those are some of the commonest. So I'm going to pray now and ask the Holy Spirit to show us if there are areas of unforgiveness in our hearts and lives. And then I'm going to lead you after a few moments in a prayer of forgiveness. Holy Spirit, we ask you now in Jesus' name, speak to the heart of each one here. Show us if there are areas of bitterness, resentment, and unforgiveness, and make us willing to forgive. Now, the Holy Spirit may give you a specific name or names or a specific situation. Now I want you to say this prayer. Lord, if there has been any resentment in my heart, any unforgiveness, any bitterness, I renounce it now. I lay it down. If anyone has ever harmed me or wronged me, I forgive them now, as I would have God forgive me. Lord, I forgive them. In your name, Lord Jesus. And I believe you forgive me. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. All right, we're going to go on. The next, which is terribly common today, the next barrier is occult involvement. Being in some way or having been involved in the occult, in things like fortune telling or Ouija boards or horoscopes or any of the innumerable different ways in which superstition and satanic cults have invaded our contemporary culture. Those are invariably a barrier to healing. And Ruth and I have experienced this innumerable times. People come for healing, but there's some dark shadow of the occult still over their lives, and it comes between them and the healing they seek. There are many forms of the occult. A lot of contemporary music, hard rock and so on, is really satanic. It has demonic power in it. And if we've exposed ourselves to it, we could need deliverance from it. Drugs. I cannot take time tonight to make a list. I'm going to trust the Holy Spirit to show you. But let me just tell you one story. When Ruth and I were in a certain place, we came to the point of ministering to the sick, and a young woman of about, I suppose, 18, came up for prayer. And as we looked in her eyes, we saw that glazed look, which nearly always is the outcome of involvement in the occult. And so we wanted to help her before we prayed for her. And I said to her, "Have you been involved in the occult?" She said, "No." And I felt she was being honest. But I wanted to probe. I said, "You haven't been to a fortune teller? Haven't played with a Ouija board?" "No, none of those." "Have you had your horoscope read?" "No." And still, there was this barrier. And then God gave Ruth a word of knowledge. And she said, "Rock music." And the girl went flat on her back without her praying for her. That was the barrier, you see. After that, she could be healed. So we are going now to do the next stage. We're going to renounce every contact with the occult. Before we do that, let me read to you from Exodus chapter 23. Exodus, the 23rd chapter. Verses 24 and following. Now these are instructions from Moses to the children of Israel as to how they were to deal with the forms of worship and religion that had been in the land of Canaan before they came there. And Moses warned them they were to have no part whatever in such satanic practices. So he says in verse 24, "You shall not bow down to their gods, nor serve them, nor do according to their works. But you shall utterly overthrow them and completely break down their sacred pillars." In other words, there's to be no association with any of those kinds of occult practices. Now, on the basis of that, Moses gives them